Scientists think they know what brought invasive green crabs into Washington's inland waters last year. In short, it's the blob. That was the temporary expanse of abnormally warm water off the West Coast. A new scientific study looks at how that crab ended up inland. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Green crab have lived for years on the outer West Coast, but never made it inland, past the cold water in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. But a couple years ago, the blob, on top of El Nino conditions, made way for warm water, allowing green crab to thrive. Then strong winds blew the water inland, likely carrying crab larvae with it. That's according to researchers from Oregon State University and the Canadian government. Now volunteers are searching for crab to stop the population from growing.
When it gets very abundant, that's when we see impacts on native habitats. On the east coast of the United States, the crab is blamed for damaging the softshell clam industry.
Emily Grayson coordinates the search for Sea Grant Washington. They have found 26 in the past year, most of them by Dungeness Spit on the Olympic Peninsula. Green crab can damage local ecosystems, and Grayson says they can be tricky to find.
It is a green crab, but we also have a number of native crabs that are green, so the color can be confusing more than helpful.
She says the study sheds more light on crab behaviors. The study was published in the Journal of Shellfish Research. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.